Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Diana Wiley, and I'm your host of Love, Lust, and Laughter. Stay tuned for healing the silver linings of living with a pandemic. Don't we all want to hear a little more about silver linings? Because so many of us have experienced a lot of loss. My guest, well, this is what Cosmopolitan had to say about her. Dr. Ava, that would be Dr. Ava Cadell, is the goddess of oral sex. That's A-U-R-A-L. And she is my friend of some 15 plus years. She is a media therapist and a global public speaker and author of 8 books. We have a wonderful expert on today, and I am delighted. Welcome to back to this program. It's been way too long, Dr. Ava Cadell. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Diana. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And so I'm hoping that you can tell us a little bit about your Loveology University, because we're going to focus in on your healing course that you're offering. But give us a little bit of background about Loveology University and how you came to found this university. And I think it was maybe 15 years ago, maybe not quite that long.
Loveology University has been around since 2007, and it's always been an on-learning university. I say it's for higher learning and higher loving, because I believe that every adult should have access to accurate and positive information about love and relationships and romance and intimacy and fantastic, healthy sexuality. So it's been a passion of mine, and, you know, it's part of my legacy, and it's just grown and grown. And today I'm actually, I have more students than ever before from all over the world who are studying to be certified as love coaches. And some of them are also studying to be lesser relationship coaches, which is not quite as much curriculum as the 300 hours for the love coaches. But it just gives me so much pleasure to mentor people who want to do what you and I do without actually having to go for their doctorates like we did, but to still make an impact on this planet and make the world a more loving place through sharing their knowledge on all things love and sex related.
It's a wonderful way for somebody who really is passionate about this, and somebody even who is going through this pandemic and wants to have more purpose in their life and meaning. And they can have that by taking one of your courses or many of your courses at Loveology University. It's a very simple way, and of course, it's all online, and that's what we need these days. You have many courses on Loveology University. We thought that for today's program on Love, Lust, and Laughter, we'd focus on your healing course. And you have, well, we talked off the air, the healing, loving solutions, the healing course, loving solutions for how to heal from loss of a loved one, loss of your home or health, fear of the coronavirus, toxic relationships, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, domestic violence, accidents, and more. There's a lot there. Maybe you'll focus in on a couple of those for the conversation in this program. Healing, the healing course. When did you come up with that idea? You're always so creative and so generous, Ava. I'm just really, I'm so happy we're friends and colleagues.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, ditto right back at you.
Thank you.
You know, like yourself, you came up with your fantastic book, Love in the Time of Corona, which is filled with sensational sex advice, such as focusing on your partner's pleasure and letting yourself go by surrendering your control so that you can experience higher levels of pleasure, I too came up with healing because I felt like when it comes to fear of the coronavirus, nobody's alone, and the uncertainty of our future is all too real, but you can take steps to protect yourself and others, and there isn't a whole lot of help out there that everybody can relate to, so that's why I came up with this healing course that includes every kind of fear and loss that you can think of. And there's things in there that you and I can both relate to, like the loss of a loved one. I lost my husband to cancer, and you lost your husband too, correct?
Yes. My husband, my last husband, died in 2000 of a very unexpected heart attack. And I knew Peter, and you were such an amazing, supportive wife always, and especially as he really suffered with cancer toward the end. That was such a hard time for everyone, Ava. And I know that you learned from that. I certainly learned when you lose somebody really close. My father also was killed by a truck when I was 14. So I've had two major losses in my life. And you can learn from this and know that you can go on and maybe approach life with a different sort of perspective, that life is uncertain, so we need to get the most out of it. But tell us a little bit more about sexual healing and some of the courses that you offer. I understand it's a 7.5-hour course.
It's humongous, yes, because I give loving solutions to every kind of loss. And so, for example, the loss of losing a loved one, the number one loving solution is to forgive your loved one for leaving you, and then to forgive yourself for feeling guilty that maybe you could have done something else to prevent it from happening, which, of course, is even unrealistic. And we have so many emotions hitting us. There's a plethora of sadness, anger, disbelief, confusion, shock, depression. But the strange thing is that all of these emotions are actually normal and healthy. So it doesn't mean that you need to numb your emotions, because that's unhealthy. But it does mean that you can start loving yourself and taking care of yourself instead of punishing yourself, which, of course, can lead even to physical sickness. So there's lots of, you know, solutions which are not a replacement for therapy or medical treatment, but these are solutions that we can all do at home and that we can all relate to. And so it does include sexual healing as well, because most of us actually do need some kind of sexual healing, as I've never met any person who hasn't had negative thoughts about themselves, about their body, about their sexual organs, about their sexual prowess. So some of the solutions that I've come up with include laughter. I call it laughter therapy. And we all have heard that laughter is the best medicine, and that's because it's true. And laughter can actually heal you by lowering your blood pressure and boosting your immune system, improving brain function, and even protecting your heart. So I found studies that showed that laughter increases natural killer cells, which can destroy tumors and viruses and even improve oxygen levels in the bloodstream. So what could you do to really incorporate laughter therapy into your everyday life? That's what I like to ask people you know, such as your listeners and friends and clients. And even if it's just watching cartoons, you know, silly things that you remember laughing at when you were a child, that can help. That can be a part of the healing process. So I know you love to laugh with your partner. Am I correct? With your husband?
With my husband now, yes. Oh, yes. And in fact, we have a whole chapter. I say we because Brian helped me write the book. But we have a whole chapter on laugh and play together. And that's really, really important because it's chapter six. And in that chapter, we incorporate a lot of fun and games and talk about playful sex. And the thing about laughter is, physiologically speaking, and you have alluded to this, it's like internal jogging. It's so good for you. And probably you get into laughter yoga like they do in India. Did you explore that in your... Yes.
Yes, yes. It hasn't really taken off in America yet. But yeah, these are people who just... They force their laughter. But here's the funny thing. Even if your laughter is forced and you're pretending to laugh, your brain doesn't know the difference between whether you're pretending you're actually laughing. So it still floods your brain with feel-good endorphins and your body. You know, even if when you smile, you don't feel like smiling, but you do, you're tricking your brain into thinking you're happy.
That's true. That's very true. And years ago, under 20, I was in an acting class, and we had this exercise so that we could laugh spontaneously in a role on stage. And I think this is what they do in laughter yoga. And I'm going to try it right now, and you're going to hear me go, ha, 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 hee, hee, and then I'm going to roll into a what I hope sounds like a real laugh. So it goes like this. Ha, 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 hee, 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 ha, 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 ha. So I kind of worked up to it with ha, 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 hee, 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 and then the full-blown laughter. And you're right, it, the brain doesn't really distinguish between whether it was real laughter or forced laughter.
I love that. I'm smiling from ear to ear. That was fantastic. I wasn't sure if you were going to keep going to orgasm or not, though.
Yes. Brian and I have discovered laughgasms, which are just lovely.
Oh, I love that.
So much fun. Yes.
So anybody, whether you're alone, can watch a funny movie, or if you're with a friend... I read another fantastic sweeping statement by a scientist who said that laughter is the shortest bridge between two brains. So if you can make somebody laugh, that's an incredible connection, a bonding that can really elevate the intimacy between you. But here's another loving solution. Rather than, I don't like to always use the word therapy because I don't want to mislead anybody that this is a replacement for, you know, therapy or medical treatment. But water is very healing. And an exercise that I recommend is that every time you take a shower, imagine the water is washing out your self-destructive or self-critical thoughts. And let them go right down the drain. And then imagine the clean water bringing you positivity as you say your affirmations out loud. So I find water healing. I love taking a bath as well. When I'm relaxing in a bath, I can do my creative visualizations and meditations. And when I swim, I feel like I'm also healing. Do you have any experiences with water and healing?
Oh, yes, and they're similar to yours. I've been an almost daily swimmer for probably 50 years. I've always loved the water, and I find that actually doing laps is meditative. It's repetitive, and it's you're kind of surrounded by all this water, and it feels almost like a cocoon. That's not a very good description, but it is healing, and I think that's also why the hot waters, the natural hot waters, as well as the unnatural hot waters like hot tubs, are so therapeutic for so many people.
I agree. So this is something also people can do if they're all alone during this very difficult time of the coronavirus. And it's something that they can do together if they are with a partner. There's nothing more fun than taking a bath together and washing each other's hair or taking a shower together and even having sex. But you have to be careful you don't slip and break your neck, of course. I've always found water just cleansing and healing at the same time.
So you can take, if you have a big enough bathtub, and I think you do, Brian and I have been house guests of yours, and you just have such a beautiful place in Malibu. But if you take a bath together, it can be a lot of fun, and you might want to have some finger foods like dried fruits and almonds and that sort of thing, and to feed each other during the bath. You might, I put this in the book because I think it's a really fun little activity. You can have a little champagne to drink, but also have the bottle handy and the man should pour that, a little bit of that champagne on his partner's chest, her breasts. Because the contrast of the hot, bubbly water with the effervescence of the champagne just feels so good, because you really want to focus in on all of your sensations when you're doing something like this as you relax in the water, all of your sensations.
Absolutely. I love that. And so yes. Here's another sensation that you can add for healing, which some people might not know the power. But it's music.
Oh, yes. Listening. Talk about that, Ava.
Yeah, so listening to music that makes you feel relaxed and happy can, in fact, reduce pain and stress. And there's a wonderful quote by Bob Marley, and he said, "One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain." And I think that's true. And everybody has...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Different.
Yeah, go on.
You know, everybody. We all have different kinds of music that makes us feel sexy or relaxed or healing or helps us sleep. And that's what's so fabulous. It's almost like food. You know, we all have different food items that we just love. So with music, you can obviously listen to music alone and just get lost in the music. But if you have a partner, music can be so powerful that I read some research. It was either by Sonos or Apple Music. I'm not sure, or perhaps both. Mm-hmm. But they found that couples who listen to the same music at the same time, again, their brain actually moves in synchronicity, and it results in more passion, better sex, incredible sex. So the power of music is incredulous, both for healing alone or healing with someone. And it doesn't always have to be about sex either. I mean, you can be with a family and listen to nursery rhymes or listen to holiday music, and you'll see everybody gets into a really good mood.
Oh, it's so true. The power of music, and you know, even music for making love. The rhythms, actually, Brian, my husband, pointed this out to me. Certain music has the rhythm of thrusting during intercourse. And so that's another way to sync up. to listen to the music and to allow your arousal to go higher as you listen to the drums or the other musical instruments.
Music is something. Latin music has some good, you know, bumps and grinds for that. And it's what kind of music turns you on? It's a great question to ask somebody, even when you're just starting to date someone. You get to learn about, you know, their preferences and see if you guys are compatible. And it's okay if you're not, because there's no reason why you can't make love to rap music one night and then make love to classical music the next night. I think it's rather fun.
Yes. Speaking of classical music, 30 plus years ago, there was the movie 10 with English. But Ravel's Bolero played in the love scenes in that movie. And it's a perfect classical piece because it builds and it builds and it builds to crescendo and orgasm. Ravel's Bolero is really good classical sex music.
All right, everybody, put on your Ravel.
After
Dr. Diana's show, not now. So these are all loving solutions that you can do either alone or with someone. So we have laughter, water, we have music, and meditation and creative visualization is something else that can be very healing alone or with someone special. Because meditation is a natural way to take care of your whole self, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's why I've written and recorded 9 meditations that are available for free on my YouTube channel. So I'll send you a link after the show.
Oh, good.
And many of these utilize creative visualization, such as my alphabet manifestation meditation. And the benefit of this meditation is to cultivate your awareness and to focus on what you really want in your life that will bring you love, peace, and happiness, one letter at a time.
So one letter at a time. Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's called the alphabet meditation. I think that you should do it with Brian. It's lovely for a couple to do it. I sometimes do it with girlfriends. Even more than one. And it's so much fun when we all have to think of something beginning with A that we want to bring into our lives. I remember a male friend saying, ass. The only thing I can think of is a beautiful ass. And I said, that's okay. There's no right or wrong answer here. So it can be playful. It can be fun. And it can be very healing.
And that's what we want as therapists. We want that for our clients. We want things to be healing, therapeutic, and fun and entertaining, because it's even in the Torah, as I remember Dr. Ruth saying years ago, that from the Torah, that a lesson learned with laughter is a lesson retained. So all of these exercises, if you can bring in some laughter, it's in addition to giving you more information, then it's a good thing. It's just such a good thing.
Absolutely.
And
that reminds me of another healing therapy, if you will, and that's animal therapy. You know, if you have a pet, a dog, a cat, a bird, stroking the fur of an innocent animal can soothe and it can distract you from loss or pain, because most animals are so lovable and they remind us to give and receive love unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a pet, I've heard that dog pounds are so happy because people are rescuing more animals than ever before due to COVID. So both kitties and doggies are getting homes, forever homes. And that's a good thing.
Oh, it's such a good thing. I have a single girlfriend, and she's always had cats, and her last cat died, and then she got on a list to foster a cat. And there were so many takers in her community that she still doesn't have a cat. And her suffering would be, and her aloneness would be so much better if she just had a cat. She's used to having a cat. So apparently a lot of people are doing this because she's on a list and she hasn't gotten a cat yet.
Wow. And, you know, there are statistics that show that people live longer who have pets.
Yes, that's
so
right.
There's medical evidence, and it's powerful. But if you don't have a pet or you don't want a pet or you're allergic to dander from the pets, another loving solution that I highly recommend for everyone is journaling, specifically gratitude journaling.
Yes.
Because, you know, and you know this, of course, a gratitude journal acknowledges and appreciates all the positive things in our lives, and it focuses on what we have as opposed to what we do not have. So when you acknowledge gratitude, the law of attraction will bring you more of what you focus upon. And also, it works because a grateful person is more attractive to everyone. I mean, for example, when a person says thank you, it can inspire you to do even more for them because they appreciate you. And I tell my clients, you know, just to take a moment every day and list at least five things that they're grateful for, whether it's their health, the food on the table, the sun shining, their pets, their friends, their family, anything. Just put it out there because the health benefits include the release of feel-good endorphins that flood the body, resulting in positive energy and well-being, and then the gratitude rubs off on other people. So you attract more potential partners. Or you can take your relationship to the next level of intimacy. And so even saying thank you after sex is nice.
It is nice.
You know,
it is nice.
It's all very nice. It doesn't have to just be when somebody does something for you that's very specific. It can be more ambiguous. It can be, thank you for being such a great lover and letting me have my orgasm first.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there's no question. An attitude of gratitude has scientifically proven health benefits. I have an exercise that I give to clients from time to time, and it's in my book, and it's where the couple sits knee to knee, facing each other, holding hands, making eye contact, and it's called a sweet nothings exercise. And the sweet nothings goes like this, and each person, you take turns, so one person starts and spends about a minute, I love and appreciate you for, I love and appreciate this about you, and they're all positive things. And then the other person gets a chance. And then if they're doing this at home alone, they process afterwards. I help them process if we're doing it in session. You know, when I was doing sessions in person, now everything's on Zoom, of course, I had a couple of guys during these Sweet Nothings exercises, a couple of guys actually cry during this exercise as they listened to their wife's compliments and positive thoughts about them. And that's because they had been living in this desert of no positive communication. It's a very, very important thing.
It is. You're absolutely right. And I love your exercises And we're so much on the same page when it comes to healing. And
yeah.
I don't want to miss out on the sexual healing, because I know we talked about some rather unusual loving solutions, such as using sex toys for healing.
Yeah.
So, you know, people who have been through trauma often experience a void of sexual pleasure, especially if they've been molested, harassed, abused, assaulted, raped. All of these terrible, terrible actions really leave victims feeling like their body has been taken from them. So one of the main goals of sexual healing is to take your body back. But becoming sexually active again can trigger flashbacks to trauma. So that's why I've recommended using some sex toys for healing. And, you know, there are some toys that I believe that have non-phallic shapes that are pretty powerful. Like one has a suction vibration, and it's called the Womanizer.
Yep.
And it's fabulous. The Womanizer doesn't look like a sex toy. They've got a couple of different ones. One looks like a lipstick, and the other one looks like a phone. But
mm-hmm.
you put the suction cup over the clitoris, and it literally sucks the orgasm out of your body. It's fantastic. So that's one of the toys that I recommend for women so that they can control their own sexuality. They can exert control, you know, completely without anybody else there. And another one is Benoit Ball.
Well, wait. Before you go on, if I could just interject something. I love your idea of a toy that's not phallic, because and then spending time with masturbation, solo sex with the toy, knowing your responsiveness. The clitoris has 6,000 to 8,000 nerve fibers. Its only function is pleasure. That's it. It has no other function. So we need to pay special attention. And for 8 years when I lived in California, in Northern California, this goes back quite a long time ago, but I co-led two women's sexuality groups, and all of the women had had sexual trauma. And the first thing we did, a la Lonnie Barback, going back to the 70s, was get them to masturbate alone, figure out with a vibrator. And back then, the vibrators weren't nearly as sophisticated. I mean, they never had suctions of the clit. You know, it's just, it's amazing how the sex toys have evolved. But the idea in these two women's sexuality groups was to, because most of these women just had never had an orgasm. They weren't equipped to, because of the trauma, they couldn't let go and reach orgasm. And so the first step to healing was to do it themselves. And that can make a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, sex toys can help regain that sense of personal power, because they literally put control back in your hands. And when you use a sex toy, you are the only one who has a say on how it's going to be used, and when it's going to be used, and where it's going to be used. So
mm-hmm.
it really does, it does make sense once you explain why this can be an incredible tool for men and women, by the way. I mean, there are many men who have also been abused. And so there's fantastic toys. There are some hands-free toys for men. There's one called the Hot Octopus. It looks like a car, but the man puts his penis in there and it vibrates. And, of course, the Fleshlight has been around for years. That's a masturbating sleeve.
Yes.
But I was just going to talk about Benoit balls, because...
Yes, Benoit balls. Please do.
Yeah, they're a great way for women to explore their own body. And I think 50 Shades of Grey brought them into the mainstream with the message that they could heighten sexual experience. And, of course, they've been touted for their ability to strengthen the pelvic floor, but they do have healing properties too. And I found with my clients healing from sexual trauma that Benoit balls can help develop a sense of body ownership for a woman. So by placing them inside her vagina, she can literally claim that space in her body as her own. You know, whether it's a symbolic or physical benefit or both, it just works. And, of course, it does strengthen the pelvic floor. But I do recommend using Benoit balls that have some kind of string to pull them out. You don't mm-hmm. want to get mm-hmm. them stuck in there or lost in there. So, you know, really be mindful of buying sex toys. Don't just buy the first sex toy that pops up on your computer.
No, and I think it pays to buy quality sex toys. Invest a little more. If you get something that's $25, it's likely to break pretty soon. Whereas if you spend a little more with WeVibe or Sensual or who makes the Womanizer? I've forgotten.
Well, Womanizer and WeVibe have actually collaborated.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, one company owns both. And speaking of the WeVibe, it's the only vibrator that can be worn during sex. And it can result in simultaneous orgasms for a couple. And I was one of the first cheerleaders of the WeVibe when it was first invented by a husband and wife in Canada. So I got
I've met them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're lovely. I got them into Adam and Eve online. And I just thought it was the greatest sex toy for couples. And that was, maybe 20 years ago. But it's still going strong. So, yes, when you talk about quality, it lasts. That's one reason to pay more for your sex toys rather than just buying the cheap ones that break.
Although, and the other thing about quality sex toys is they're more quiet. They can go at 8 different speeds and vibrations, and it's just great. You know, I did actually about 9 years ago, I had Bruce is the name of the engineer of the couple. I don't remember her name, but I had them on this show about 9 years ago. And he, as an engineer, went in search of the best motor he could find. And that he found it in Japan, as I remember the story, motors for sex toys. So he was very, very much a perfectionist. And I think that's, and creative entrepreneurs too, because they're the ones who came up with the first WeVibe, right? The U-shaped vibrator that for the man and for the woman. But they're good and they last. And the touch is a very good first vibrator for a lot of women. I have a medical doctor in my practice, a young one, and she had her first orgasm using the touch, the WeVibe touch. And it can be used, it can be used, you can use it on yourself, but you can even bring it into partner sex. It's small enough.
Yes, absolutely. And there are a couple of toys that are inexpensive and you sort of use them once and throw them away, such as the Screaming O. These rings, these penis rings, mm-hmm. and they vibrate, I think, for just 20 minutes, mm-hmm. which is enough for most couples, but if not, you can get a super duper one that lasts twice as long.
And yes, right.
These are great because when you put them on, it helps the man, it helps to keep a condom on the man's penis. It also helps the blood to stay in so that it's erect longer and harder. And then the vibrating bullet can stimulate the woman's clitoris while he's making passionate love to her. So all of these sex toys really do have therapeutic value and healing. compositions. It's all in how you perceive them. So a lot of these loving solutions, you have to be in the right mindset, because not every solution is going to work for everybody. That's why I think I have over 100 solutions in my course, and I'm giving away, you know, half of the course for free, just to help people that are going through situations right now, whether they're alone or with a partner. Another solution I have is yoga, and you know how I do enjoy my yoga. And you don't have to be a yoga expert, but one of my favorite ways to start the day is with a yoga stretching exercise that everybody has heard of. It's called Child's Pose, and I do that in bed before I get up. So you literally just, you get onto your knees, and then you fold forward so that your forehead is on the bed, and you stretch out your arms, and so you're stretching your spine, you're sort of going into a cocoon, into the fetal position, but on your front, not on your side. And so it's a very healing yoga pose, and there are lots of yoga exercises for beginners, intermediate, and advanced levels all over the internet. But I also created a couples yoga video called Sexy Sizes, Yin Yang Yoga for Intimacy, that couples can embrace. And some of the poses are rather naughty, so I know you and Brian would love them. There's level 1 through level 6. You don't need to be a contortionist for level 1 and 2.
All right. Good. Yes, your videos are excellent. At one of my visits to Southern California and visiting you, you gave me a number of your CDs, and I think they're wonderful, and I have loaned them to certain clients here and there, and I get them back. But they can also buy them through your website, and you have learning about BDSM. There's so many instructional videos and oral sex.
Actually, you can't buy them anymore, but they're part of the Loveology University courses.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, if you get the course on erotic massage, you'll get a video on erotic massage. And
I
as you
see.
Said, oral sex.
Yeah.
If you get the oral sex, there's 3 hours of video. There's fellatio, there's cunnilingus, and then there's oral sex positions, playful positions. So what I've done is I've incorporated all my instructional videos into all the different courses. And
that's excellent.
That means
that's excellent,
yeah, there's more,
Ava.
There's more education. Yeah, and you've done some great videos. I remember your baby boomer sex was fantastic. It was
great sex for a lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think instructional videos are fantastic for adults. Some people may think of them as porn and get offended. So I always have a disclaimer that says you don't have to watch them. And, you know, it's not going to affect your exam at the end of your Love Coach certification if you don't want to watch the videos, because you can't show a video on anal sex or oral sex without it being explicit. So indeed, I had to hire very good adult stars who can not only act but talk and show beautiful ways of erotica. Where it's not just sort of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, but these are long, sensual acts of lovemaking in every position, and sensual BDSM, and all these lovely activities that we all need as adults, because sex is our second basic instinct after survival. And in the end, we're going to remember all the memories, the beautiful, sexy memories, and the loving memories. and the erotic memories. So there's no better time to start those memories than now.
Isn't that the truth? And the other thing that's so important about sex education on video or incorporated into your course is that we learn visually. I've had couples watch my Great Sex for a Lifetime in two volumes, and some years before that, it was Great Sex Over 40. This is through the Sinclair Institute. And before that, there were some others. But anyway, I've had couples. I just saw over Zoom just a couple of hours ago, a couple that I've been seeing off and on since 2013. They started with me very young, and they were both virgins when they got married, and both very very solid Christians, and they'd never seen. He had not even watched pornography, which is unusual, but it was his religious beliefs. So I took a chance and loaned them Great Sex for a Lifetime, and it worked because they had never seen naked people actually making love, and it was very educational, and they learned, and it kind of normalized things that they had thought were just so taboo and so against religion. Of course, they're married now, but sometimes when couples get married and they've had strict religious beliefs, sometimes things don't work so well at the beginning. And in fact, that was true for her with pain with intercourse. And that almost always needs a physical therapist, pelvic physical therapist. But anyway, we do learn visually. And when it's well done, as your videos are, as mine are, when it's well done, it certainly is not pornography. It's explicit, yes. You do see penis going into vagina, but it's very well done and educational.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
And I think all the healing that we've talked about today is sort of accessible to everyone. There's one thing we didn't mention, which I know we probably should end with, and that's hugging. I mean, I know
can't
hug everybody right now because of the social distancing.
Right.
But if you can hug somebody, we know that it has calming, soothing effects on the body and our emotions, and it's so beautiful to hug, even if you're not feeling horny, because a lot of people don't feel like having sex right now. I mean,
that's right.
Really came out at the right time. There's just so much fear and stress, anxiety, that it's hard to surrender to sexual pleasure when you're worried about paying the rent or losing your job or getting sick. So as long as you keep hugging, you know, your significant other, then the chemistry will never fade. That you know, that attraction, that chemistry, that bonding.
Yeah, I it's absolutely true. And I recommend that couples hug for at least 15 seconds. And I like to add on to that a 7-second kiss. But that's enough time to get the oxytocin going. And that is a positive feedback loop with oxytocin, because the more we're touched and held, the more we want it. And
right.
So hugging is a wonderful thing to do. Yeah, but you said there is so much fear, stress, anxiety, hard to surrender to sex. It is hard, and I've been doing a lot of media to help promote my book, Love in the Time of Corona, and sales are a little sluggish. They got a little more momentum when the CNN.com post went live, and now she's doing a second one. And a few more books when Michael Castleman's Psychology Today blog went live too. But it's an uphill climb because a lot of people have folded up their tents. They just don't want to have sex right now. They can't think about it. So it's our job, it seems to me. You and I have a similar mission. We want to get people back to intimacy, back to physical intimacy with more emotional intimacy, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. And I think first, though, they have to notice their fear and accept it, because that's the first step of taking control of it. And literally thank your fear for trying to protect you. But then
Yes.
Yeah, let it know that you'll take every precaution to stay calm, healthy, happy, and grateful. And when you think of all the things that you're grateful for, your fear will diminish. Not completely, maybe, but it will diminish. It can't survive when there's so much that you're grateful for instead.
Well, that's right. And that's also where mindfulness comes in, because if we're mindful, we're thinking about the moment. We're not projecting ahead to all this we're not ruminating about the future and all the awful things that are possibly going to happen. Our brain does that, but we stay in the moment. So it's much better, and we have better sex, of course, when we're in the moment, when we're lucky enough to have a partner. Yep.
Yes. Being mindful is being self-aware, and even mindful eating, because I've heard a lot of people have put on weight, including myself. Mm. I think it's called the coronavirus 15 pounds or 20 pounds. I don't know what it's up to, but I'm not particularly happy with it. However, food has become so comfortable and such a pleasure to indulge in during this time that it's hard to resist. And yet we really do have to be mindful about eating the right things and taking care of our body, because it's the only one we have.
You and I have a girlfriend named Barbie Benton, and she and I were at Wolfgang Puck's, one of his restaurants in Beverly Hills, and she knew him, so she introduced me to him and said, once he found out I was a sex therapist, he smiled and he said, well, there are two essentials in life, food and sex. These are essentials in life. And I thought it was very interesting what you said a little bit ago, that what did you say? Sex is our second instinct after survival.
Yeah.
And part of survival is having enough to eat. So food and sex, Wolfgang Puck should know.
Yes, he should. And he does. He's a great entrepreneur. And Barbie loves her food too. We all do. I think food and sex are related. I sometimes think that the people who are the best cooks, who enjoy food the most, are the best lovers, because they're sensual.
They're sensual, and they're a person of appetites. Mm-hmm. You know, a fussy eater often isn't very interested in sex or sensual. You know, you've got the appetite for food. And by the way, Ava, you are such a slender person. Having a little more weight on you, probably, you notice it, but most people wouldn't. You have a fabulous figure. And so, and you're enjoying yourself. And I also like to get couples to cook aphrodisiac meals. We're coming to the end of the time, so I want to, before we get cut off by the music, I would like to say that this has been really a wonderful, wonderful interview with you. You have so many positive ways of relating to sex, and you have ways to revisit and bring resolution to past sexual traumas and develop a relationship with bodies. I know that's part of your healing course. And to change your thoughts and control, about control and loss of control. So I think in summary, it's like a person has to reclaim their authentic sexuality. And your courses help them do that. And your books help them do that. 8 books, that's a lot, Ava. You're very prolific.
Well, and your books. love and
you're doing good work.
Corona is also extremely powerful. So I think we're both healers in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're givers. And I hope that your listeners will get your book and visit me at loveuniv.com. And it's always such a pleasure connecting with you. Even if it is long distance today, I look forward to seeing you in person and giving you that 15-second hug.
Oh, good. I can hardly wait to. Yes, well, I'm going to put all of your, loveuni.com. I'll put that link and some others in my show notes so people can know how to reach your certified programs and other courses at loveuni.com. It's such a great resource, particularly in these times. And I hope people will take advantage because they can do it online and it's so simple. It's simple and yet it's profound. And
yeah.
And we want to have more meaning in our lives. That's a lot of people are depressed because they don't have enough meaning in their lives or purpose. And certainly taking a course from Loveology University would help them with that. And
thank you.
Yes, and this is a time like we've never had before.
It is.
The very long temporary. You know, at the beginning in March, we thought it might be sort of temporary. Now it's very much the long temporary, right? It's just...
I know.
Yes.
It's the new normal. Yeah.
Yep. So before... I keep thinking our producer, John, will cut in with the music, but you have, I think, time to say... one final thing, and maybe it's you say what you'd like to say.
I would just like to say to be kind to yourself, love yourself as if you're madly in love with you.
And oh, good.
Reward yourself for all your accomplishments, big and small.
That's going to help so many people. Well, and there's the music. So thanks again, Dr. Ava.
I'll be in touch with you, Dr. Diana.
Definitely have to have you back. So we'll do a part two soon, and I'll be in touch with you about that. Thanks again, Ava. Goodbye, everybody. Be kind, as Dr. Ava says, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Bye-bye. Happy feet.